Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Tuesday, the 19th of November. Coming up, man who murdered school teacher in Qatar could be freed within 4 years.
The 24-year-old's body was found badly burned and with a knife still stuck in her ribcage, dumped in a remote part of the desert in October 2013.
Man with rare genetic disorder celebrates new job.
They don't treat him any differently to anyone else. They recognise his needs but don't necessarily pander to them. And he feels part of a team.
And Gillingham get ready for FA Cup first round replay.
That's going to be tough. They'll come here, they'll be desperate to win, they'll be organised, they'll be efficient before the weekend off, they'll be working on it. They've got big players, they've got championship players, McGinney, they've got a Premier League boy.
Kent Online News.
The family of a former school teacher from West Malling are concerned her killer could be released in a matter of months. Badr Hashim Khamis Abdallah Al-Jabbar had twice been sentenced to death after being found guilty of murdering Lauren Patterson in 2013, but it's since been reduced to 10 years in prison. Now an attempt by her family to extend the jail term has been unsuccessful. Christina has been telling Louisa more about the case on KMTV.
Lauren Patterson was a school teacher formerly from Leybourne Chase in West Malling. Now, she moved out to Qatar and was teaching at the Newtown British School when she went missing following a night out. The 24-year-old's body was found badly burned and with a knife still stuck in her ribcage, dumped in a remote part of the desert in October 2013. She was actually burned beyond recognition and was identified using comparison with her mother's DNA. Now, Al-Jabbar had twice been sentenced to death in Qatar after he was found guilty of her murder, but there was an appeal last November to reduce his sentence, which saw it go from a death sentence reduced to 10 years in prison. Since then, Miss Patterson's family have been appealing and attempting to extend the sentence back, but this has proved unsuccessful, meaning he could be set to be released in 4 years or even less, is what the family currently fear.
And the family must be incredibly upset by this news. What have they had to say?
Definitely. So Lauren's mother, Alison Patterson, has been very vocal, and she just said that they're totally shocked. She added that they relied on the authorities and trusted them, hoping that they would give justice because it was promised so many times. One of their fears is that because he has already served nearly 6 years, he could be out within four for the sentence, the 10-year sentence. But there's also concerns that it could be even earlier, depending on good behaviour. And they also pardon prisoners in Qatar, so it could even be a matter of months. She also added that she's just feeling worse about it as the days go on, and the more she thinks about it. They just said it was totally unexpected, and they said that they did everything that they should have done, but said that they feel that they've been made fools out of. So taking it, obviously, very, very upsetting for them.
Kent Online reports.
Firefighters have been called to Thanet after around 7,000 bales of hay caught alight. The huge blaze broke out in a field off Minster Road in Westgate early this morning, and crews spent at least 9 hours tackling the flames. People living nearby were told to keep windows and doors closed because of smoke. A double-decker bus carrying school children has crashed into scaffolding outside a shop in Sheerness. Part of the high street was taped off by police after it happened yesterday afternoon. We're told no one was injured. The RSPCA is investigating after a foal was found dead with a large wound in a field near Dartford. The four-month-old animal's body was discovered off Fairlawn Crescent in Greenhithe at the weekend, a day after apparently being seen in good health. The owner's concerned about how it died, and the charity wants to speak to anyone with information. Two men have been treated in hospital after being punched to the ground in Sittingbourne. The victims told police they were followed by a group of young people into a car park in St Michael's Road 2 weeks ago before being attacked. The same groups also said to have been throwing stones at a shop in the high street. The family of a young man who has a rare genetic disorder have been telling Kent Online how getting a job at a trampoline park in Tunbridge has helped him feel like everyone else. Tom Perry from Marden suffered his first seizure when he was just 5 months old. He was eventually diagnosed with Dravet syndrome, which meant he was very poorly as a child. Ish has been chatting to his mum, Susan.
Now, the boy that you see is 25, is very, very different. He's mobile, he can hold a conversation. Dravet syndrome incorporates severe myoclonic epilepsy, autism, and learning difficulties. Tom would come under moderate learning difficulties. So, yeah, Tom is very active. He has a good sense of humour. He still has a lot of seizures. Saturday night, he stopped breathing several times and he had several seizures over 1.5 hours. And if it hadn't have been for the fact that my son-in-law and daughter, who are both paramedics, they do his respite care, he would have ended up in hospital. But because they know what they're doing, they were able to give him an emergency medication, oxygen, and get it back under control again. But yeah, he has seizures now most nights. They're all in his sleep now. They weren't originally. They were at any point, and he could have some massive seizures. Now, they're fairly short. Yeah, it's been life-changing for the whole family. His sister became a paramedic because of living with epilepsy with Tom and all the emergency dashes we did to hospital. His brother heads up a company that we created called Pulse Guard, because we created a seizure monitor for Tom because there wasn't one out there that worked for him. So, yeah, it's impacted on the whole family.
Of course, now he's obviously has this opportunity at jumping the trampoline park. How did that sort of come about?
Tom demands a lot of attention. He attracts people to him. He's got a very strong personality. I don't think Tom thinks there's any disabilities as far as he's concerned. So, yeah, he just went to jump in and said, "Can I have a job, please?" So they were excellent. They totally embraced the situation. They talked to me, Joe Upstone, who was the manager at that point, phoned me and we had a long chat. And he said, "What do we need to know? What do we need to do?" And I asked them to do a proper interview with Tom, which they did. And Tom did really well, actually, answered all their questions, and they held a proper interview as they would if they were employing any other member. So Tom goes there for 2 hours on a Wednesday afternoon. He has a badge which says that he's head of the SEN session, which is special educational needs, which he has completely embraced, and he will tell the other staff what to do and how to do it. He marshals, and yeah, he always has two members of my staff that he has every day with him. They're always there as well, so he wouldn't be able to be there without his staff, but they play a low profile and stay in the background so that he feels as if it's a proper job.
Kent Online News.
A mum from Edenbridge is into the second day of a week-long hunger strike as part of an Extinction Rebellion protest. 34-year-old Alexia Hall is one of 370 people around the world who've stopped eating to raise awareness of global starvation. The new Bishop of Dover has been consecrated during a special service at St Paul's Cathedral today. Reverend Rose Hudson-Wilkin is the first black woman to become a Church of England bishop. She she'll officially take up the role at Canterbury Cathedral at the end of the month after the Right Reverend Trevor Wilmot retired in May. A pub near Canterbury has started offering to cut people's hair while they enjoy a pint. The middle of the road in Sturry have converted one of their dining rooms into a vintage-style barber shop. And a girl from Medway has been reunited with her pet cat that went missing almost 10 years ago. Max wandered off from his home in Raynham, and it's now emerged he was being fed by an elderly woman about a mile away. He's been brought back to his family after a charity checked him for a microchip.
Kent Online Sport.
Football, and Gillingham will get another chance to progress to the second round of the FA Cup later. They're welcoming Sunderland to Priestfield for a replay after drawing 1-1 at the Stadium of Light earlier this month. The Jewels will be hoping to build on their League One win over Lincoln City at the weekend. Manager Steve Evans says it won't be an easy match.
Oh, it's going to be tough. You know, I'm one of those managers that still... I think I said it after the draw at Sunderland. I relate to Sunderland as Bob Stoker running across the pitch. I was a wee boy watching that and thinking, what's this magical cup competition? And Sunderland of that level, aren't they? So I know Phil and I know Parkinson, I know Stevie Parker. They'll come here. They'll be desperate to win. They'll be organised. They'll be efficient. They've had the weekend off. They'll be working on it. So, you know, we're not in the next round. People suddenly think we're not in the next round. We don't think about the draw. We think about trying to deal with a big club like Sunderland. We're missing two players that we play against us, both McLaughlin's. Jones obviously with Scotland and the other boy. The other two kids that are fair to, the boys who were on the bench and unused. We're missing our left back, Tommy O'Connor, who's for me one of the best left backs in the league, if not, who's on loan from Southampton. So I'm not going to believe any kidology who's available and who's not, that's for sure. I'm too experienced for that. I don't think they have to change it up. I think they're a good side, they're full of good players. They've got big players, they've got championship players, and McGinney, they've got a Premier League boy that gives any good team in this level a real problem. Listen, for us to progress in the cup, we need to win.
Gillingham striker Mikhail Mandron used to play for Sunderland and is hoping to start against his former team tonight.
Playing in the FA Cup is always something that you look forward to. And for me, obviously, playing against my old club is just as a competitor, it's something that you want to be a part of, and you definitely want to win. And if we can get through to the next stage, it'll be great for the club. It'll be great for the team as well. So yeah, something that I'm looking forward to.
Whoever wins this match will go through to the second round to play either Doncaster or AFC Wimbledon, who are also in replay action tonight. Kickoffs at 7:45. That's it for now, but don't forget you can go to kentonline.co.uk for more news throughout the day.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.